We're back talking Riverside boys basketball now, joined by head coach Tyler Herbster as the Cyclones head to 2A Substate next week to finish the regular season with 7 wins, 13 losses, a couple of those wins coming in the Big 7 League, and one of them last Friday night against Jeff West, a 54-34 victory. Coach, a good win for your team. Any win's good, especially this time of the year and in the Big 7, but to go beat a team by 20 had to feel good and certainly boost your guys' confidence a little bit.
Yeah, and honestly, I thought I was just glad to see us come out and play well. We did have a few careless turnovers, I thought, and we kind of cleaned that up a little bit last night. So it was good to see us get to the free throw line and knock down a bunch of free throws. But, yeah, overall, very happy with the win.
19 out of 27 from the free throw line. Yeah, you're talking about that. And you also mentioned, you had three double-digit scores, but two of your guys had double-doubles, right?
Yeah, honestly, and Todrick Duncan has been always getting double points and double rebounds. So it was nice to see Kobe Davis crash the boards hard and get us 11 rebounds. We're going to need him to do that a lot more down the stretch as well. So,
game last night against Nemaw Central ended up falling 56-40, the final score, but sounds like kind of carrying over from the win against Jeff West Friday. Did some things well, and in the end, just not quite enough weapons like Nemaw had last night.
Yeah. Like I said, we came out and played really well in the first quarter, and I think we were down one, and we had missed some free throws that would have been nice if they would have fell, and kind of fought to stay in there in the second quarter. I think we were losing by 7 at halftime and came out in the third quarter and tied the third quarter with them. So we went to the fourth quarter, down 7. And then we, they switched to zone on us. And I don't think we're horrible against the zone. I just don't think I don't think anybody's real successful against a team with 6'4" kids that are long. And it was kind of hard for us to get some open looks against their zone in the fourth quarter. And then we had to switch to man-to-man, and they're a pretty good man-to-man offensive team. So we kind of, I thought we gave it our best effort and gave them a good game and really tried our best and did everything that we could to win. And they're just a extremely talented basketball team on the other side.
Todrick Duncan had 21 points, and now it's on to Substate. And, man, I know you've been looking forward to this. Last year made a run to the Substate Championship game, and you get outside. You don't face any more Big 7 League teams and more schools your size. Fifth seed, so you have to go on the road. But you feel like the kids are excited to try to make another run and like their opportunities at the Valley Falls Substate?
Yeah, I do think that, like, the kids are. I mean, it's been kind of nice. I mean, last year we had a pretty good team, and, we were pretty competitive in the Big 7. And this year we've kind of had, it's really just been kind of a matchup problem where some teams that we match up with better and we're right there with them, and then some teams in the Big 7 we don't match up with very well at all and kind of got ran off the floor this year. But outside the Big 7, we played really well against teams, and I'm kind of hoping that the kids know this and they know what's going to happen at the end of the year. I'm kind of glad that the end of the year, hopefully we'll either advance or we'll go down in a good close game with our kids playing hard. And so at least they can kind of see what they've worked for all season.
Looks like you'll be at Mar Hill Mount Academy in the first round of the playoffs, Substate next week. So best of luck in 2A, making a run, coach. Thanks for your time all season joining us here to talk Cyclone basketball. I know it's been a challenging year. You lost a few guys. You played with 5-6 players a lot of the season. But I know one that will be remembered, and certainly the guys you had that competed really hard. So
yeah, it's been a pretty enjoyable season. So like I said, the kids are fun. They show up every day, and they want to work hard. And I don't know, I've had a lot of fun coaching these guys, and it's really easy to get to know them when there's only 11 of them
right
on your roster currently. And like I said, they're good kids, and I think they're going to be very successful down the road. So,
Tyler Herbster, head coach of the Cyclones. The Riverside Locker Room Chat's brought to you all season long by Dr. Andrew Euler Dental Office in St. Joe and Euler Law Office located in Troy.